A new report shows that retail sales rose in January. Sounds like good news, but scratch the surface and you'll find the money is mostly spent on necessities like gasoline. Spending on mini goods is down. Consumers say they're being careful about prices and in many cases buying only what they need. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has this week's Your Money story.
Teresa McLean is pushing a mostly empty shopping cart through a Walmart in suburban Seattle. She's using money from a tax refund loan, and though she'd love to buy some surprise gifts for her daughter, boyfriend, and things for her home, she isn't. She'd overspent in the past, and her daughter has McLean on a strict budget.
It's because I wasn't being responsible with the money.
And do you think you were responsible today?
Yes, very responsible. I needed those three pairs of pants for work. I needed new underwear and new socks.
Was there any little thing that you looked at and you thought to yourself, oh, I would love to have bought?
Yeah, DVDs and CDs and stuff like that, but not right now.
Another shopper, Courtney Money, is unemployed and looking for work. The young woman is checking the prices of everything she's putting in her basket. A pillow, hangers, cleaning supplies, and paper towels. She's setting up a new apartment after moving here from Arizona.
So it was a lot cheaper there.
Economically, are you feeling squeezed at all?
Yes.
So are there things you didn't buy today that you might have bought?
Definitely. Like microwave that we don't have and pots and pans. The normal things that you could buy, but you just don't because you're tight for money.
For the past several years, a firm called Big Research has been surveying consumers about what they're buying. And over the past 6 months, consumers have become more practical in their spending, dining out less, buying fewer brand-named items, watching movies at home instead of the theater. The firm's Pamela Goodfellow cites another change, the kinds of purchases many people are making with gift cards.
It's not that they were going out and buying the latest and greatest video games or a great bag or a $75 pair of shoes. It's that they were more likely to spend them on basic household items, food for their family.
That's one of the reasons Walmart saw its January sales rise just 0.5% at stores open at least a year. Sales at Target and JCPenney were also slumping. In fact, among major retailers, only Costco, which attracts relatively affluent shoppers and sells lots of food, defied the trend. But even here, at the Issaquah Costco store, shoppers like Jennifer Hood are paying attention to price.
The paper plates here used to be $10, or they're $12.99 now. The crab over there in the last year went up, I think, $6. So I don't buy the container crab anymore unless it's a special occasion. I've gone to the lower-end coffees, and I think I've just, looked for ways to keep things in line.
According to Bloomberg, the amount Americans must spend each month on debt service, housing, medical costs, food, and energy rose to nearly 67% of their total spending in December, the highest since records began in 1980. Couple that with concerns about job security, gas prices, and the overall economy, and it's easy to see why consumers are holding back. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.